last 6 months, we have witnessed a fall of major institutions that are at the very heart of our financial system. That is including companies which have been around for a long time in our country, such as Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, Merrill Lynch, and now AIG. These jolts to the financial system could not have come at a worse time when families in Colorado and across America are worried about gas prices, falling home values, stagnant wages, high cost of health insurance, and so many other economic issues that affect the families of America every day. I'm hopeful that the financial markets will be able to stabilize themselves and that Wall Street will be able to move forward and become stable in a way that can allow us to move forward and avoid further economic problems. But the reality is that we can't tolerate the policy that has been in place for the last 6 years under the Bush doctrines. Those policies essentially have been that anything is okay, anything goes on Wall Street. As Wall Street regains balance, we need to remember and recognize that the problems that we find ourselves in today are because of lax regulation, non-existent oversight, and fiscally irresponsible policies that have weakened our ability to confront the economic challenges of our time. In the coming days, I'm hopeful that we can take the right steps to address the economic challenges that we face. And two of those steps that we can take are, one, pushing to pass the tax extenders that are vital to middle-class families and the economy, and second, a stimulus package, which we hope to be able to work on before the end of this Congress. For the last year, we've been working on trying to move forward with clean energy tax incentives. We've seen the impact on Colorado's renewable energy economy, on the number of jobs that we have in our state, and the number of businesses that are now working on renewable energy. Northern part of the state, we've gone from 100 companies doing renewable energy work to over 1,000 companies. These tax extenders are a keystone to us being able to continue to build on the clean energy economy. The bill that has now been agreed upon by the Finance Committee, on which I serve and work, will do the following. It will, first of all, bring in an 8-year extension of credits for residential and commercial solar projects. That 8-year extension is important because it will give the private sector the kind of time horizon to be able to bring the new solar source of energy online. Secondly, we also have extensions in here for renewable production tax credits and for energy-efficient homes and appliances, and a tax credit for purchasers of plug-in hybrid vehicles. I think these clean energy tax incentives are very important, and I hope and expect that they will get broad bipartisan support as we move forward. But the basic concept that allows the state to make the decision on the future of oil shale is something that I'm comfortable with, because at the end of the day, I think that the people of the state of Colorado are the ones who ultimately will derive both the benefits and the detriments of oil shale development. And so having the governor and members of the General Assembly making that decision, I think is a correct one, and one that I support. It's going to be very important for us here in the Senate to make sure that we take a hard look at this language that came out of the House. I support the concept of having the states with the opportunity to opt into an oil shale program. But there is history here that is based in law, based on the 2005 Energy Policy Act and six leases that have already been given in Colorado. And I want to make sure that the language that we ultimately agree to in an energy bill or in any form of legislation that addresses oil shale is going to be protective of Colorado.